You know, the Lord teaches us about a mountain. Talked about in Mark chapter 11, he talked about saying to a mountain, be thou removed and cast into a sea. In other words, controlling your mountain. Controlling whatever sphere of authority that you have. God wants you to control that and take the kingdom of God into it. You and I are called by God in order to bring what we have gained from him into whatever sphere we are operating in. Whatever we're involved in, we're called to bring the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus, into that particular sphere. If it's a place of employment, we go into that place of employment, we find out if there's any other Christians there to start with, and if there is, then we see if we can get together in order to pray with them that God will bring the kingdom of God into that place of business, into that sphere of influence that you have. And if there's no Christians there, well, you ask God, who's ready to hear the gospel? Ask God, who's ready to be able to receive the things of the kingdom of God, and then go to them and begin to minister to them and get them saved and go from there. Because, see, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. That can mean in any sphere of authority that you're in, if you can get two or three believers together, you can count on Jesus Christ being present. And if Jesus Christ is present, he can make an influence in the kingdom of God. He can advance the kingdom of God into that particular sphere. You and I are called to that. We're not called just to come into the kingdom of God just to enjoy the benefits of the kingdom of God. It is to advance the kingdom of God. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go and do it. You and I are called to stand up as a standard of righteousness in the midst of a crippled and dark world. And God will take you on an experience that will absolutely transform your life and cause you to live the abundant, full life that God could ever possibly want for you. That when God is with you, there's nothing that the enemy, there's nothing that the devil can throw at you that will cause you to sink back and just become totally despondent. John 10:10, I quoted part of the verse, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Then he continues, but I have come, Jesus said, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So whatever you see that has death on it, whatever you see that is stolen from you, whatever you see that is destroyed, that's of the devil. That's not God. Whatever you see that provides life and life more abundantly, that's God. That's Jesus. I want us this week be reminded that without the Lord Jesus Christ, people are lost, they're dying, the enemy is trying to kill them, he's trying to destroy them, and ultimately wants to see them in a place called hell. That's the reality of the gospel. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except by me, except through me. So the reality of the gospel is, outside Jesus Christ, the only future that anyone has is an eternity in hell. Are we going to be on the message of the gospel and take the words that Jesus said so very clearly? Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creation. What did he say? He who believes is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. Because there's no exceptions in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ for somebody not to share Jesus. He's called each and every one of us. And I've told you before that, you know, in heaven there'll be a huge banquet table for us to come to. And there will be some serving, and there will be some sitting, and there will be some come in the door of the banquet table, and they'll be able to point to you and say, it's because you told me about Jesus Christ. That's the reason why I'm here, and I'm so thankful that you shared with me the message of Jesus. You see, happiness and joy depends on what's going on the inside of you. Happiness and peace depends on what's happening on the inside of you. And when we talk about taking the message of Jesus and these mountains, we're talking about making a decision for God of how to do it. You see, God has 1,000 ways for us to get the message out if we'll just pay attention to it. If we'll pay attention to what God wants us to do, he will tell us how we can get the message of Jesus Christ out. I pray this morning that this you take this message as not an offense, but as a challenge to do something, a challenge to make a difference, a challenge to bring the kingdom of God into your sphere of influence.